Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to our 14th episode. On this episode, I'd like to feature an interview I recently recorded with Chad Morgan. Chad is an M-Before-Math student in our Roslyn section in our class of 2018, and I sat down to talk with him a little bit more about how he chose the program, how he even decided to get an MBA in the first place, what he's really loved about his time at Darden. Chad also recently got back from our India Global Residency, so we discussed that a little bit, and also asked him to share his thoughts and insights about the case method and what he really loves about learning in this way. As you hopefully know from doing some research and listening to these podcasts, maybe, is that Darden is a case method school. And we think that this is a particularly impactful and compelling way for executive format students to learn, given where most of our students are in their professional development. They've started managing people. They're starting to take on larger leadership roles. And case method really gives you an opportunity to be in the position of that C-suite, senior level leader thinking about a complex business problem, a number of possible solutions, maybe even an imperfect data set. So getting comfortable with ambiguity, getting comfortable articulating and communicating your worldview and your perspective and having a perspective and making decisions and listening to others, all these things and many other things are stressed by the case method. So we sat down to talk with Chad about a lot of different things related to his experience at Darden. Before I get to my interview with Chad, I just want to throw in a quick plug, as I usually do here on the podcast, for our next admissions deadline. Our next deadline is January 10. So if you are working on an application and targeting that January deadline, be sure to keep that date in mind. We are here to help in any way that we can. Feel free to email us or give us a call. Be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And as always, encourage you to schedule a conversation if you want to talk more about your application or just your interest in Darden generally. Be sure to check out our schedule a conversation page on the admissions webpage. But right now, here's my interview with Chad Morgan. Chad, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Brett. It's great to be here.
All right. So for our listeners at home, I always start with the same question. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So Chad Morgan, I live in Northern Virginia with my beautiful bride. We've been married almost 13 years. We have four kids, ages 2 to 10. I currently work at PowerShares by Invesco. We're an asset management firm, and I work in the RIA and institutional division in sales. So what that means is I travel around the Mid-Atlantic, meet with asset managers, pensions, foundations, endowments, trusts, registered investment advisors, and talk to them about how to use exchange-traded funds in their portfolio, and been with the firm almost 12 years.
So as you were thinking about, you know, to get an MBA and go back to school, you know, sort of what was your thought process?
Yeah, there are dozens of reasons why I wanted to get an MBA, but I'll highlight just a couple. One is back in 2014, I completed the CFA program, became a CFA charter holder, and through that experience, I saw how much just even studying for the test, how much that helped me with my own firm and then with clients, which eventually led, I think, to more sales. And through that process, I realized I want to continue to strengthen my skill set because the ROI on that is more than I had expected. And so in looking at different options, clearly the MBA for wanting to become a better leader was the right option. The second reason, too, was that many of my clients are small business owners, and I feel that for what my job is, I'm almost like a small business owner, too. So I wanted to learn more about the different components of business so that I can anticipate their needs and help them more in what issues they're faced with outside of just the portfolio management side of it. And then the last part here is really, I think, decision making. And I think everyone has to take a step back and look at what is technology doing to your industry, your firm, and then your own job. And as I was looking at the landscape, you know, I look at it as, for areas of the world where it's relatively a rational environment with emotionless people involved and some sort of data, I think that technology will end up making that decision in the future for the leader. And so I said, I think there will be a premium for those that can, you know, make good decisions in irrational environments where emotions involved, where there's not as much data. And I said, okay, well, how do I develop my skill set so that people will want to have me in that leadership position, and clearly the MBA was the right solution. And then the other part about technology is that, you know, if the only constant here is change, I think technology, we don't know what it's how it's going to impact tomorrow, but I think it's going to make people have to adapt to a change in their current position more than they anticipated. So I think whether that's, you know, taking on more challenges at work or just having to pivot completely in your current job role, I wanted to have the skill sets to not only help clients more, but also, you know, show people at my own firm that, hey, if this is a change in the direction where the firm's going, Chad's very adaptive, and he could handle that. He had the MBA experience.
So when you think about all those different reasons, what ultimately made you decide on Darden?
Yeah, I think, you know, I absolutely loved everything I'd learned about Darden, but I think it came down to three things, really: the people, leadership, and curiosity. And I remember years ago being at a going away party for some friends, and I sat down at a table and started talking to this couple, and sure enough, she was head of Darden alumni for DC. And I was talking to her husband, and they met and got married at Darden. And I said, you know, why did you pick Darden? And he said, well, I got into Darden, and I got into two Ivy League MBA programs. And he said, after I was accepted, I started to call alumni at these different programs. And he said, it was kind of disturbing how really the other two schools, I only got about 20 to 30% of the alumni to respond and even give me time on the phone. And he said, really, with the Darden people, I got 70, 80, 90% response where people encouraged me on here's why you should go to Darden, here's how it impacted their career. And so at the time I thought, well, that's, you know, that's one person's experience. I'm curious to see whether that happened to me. And so at that time I started going to more of the Darden events, reaching out to alumni, current students, and it was the same thing. It was 80, 90% of them would give me a half hour, 45 minutes of their time. And they didn't just say, Chad, go to Darden. They talked through, they asked me questions about who I was, what did I want to get out of the experience, and then talk through how that impacted their career. And I think when you look at an MBA and where you're going, a big part of the ROI will be the alumni network. And so that was gave me a glimpse into, okay, here are the people, here's how they're willing to treat someone that's not even in the program yet. Imagine if I'm alumni, I just felt kind of the warmth and the love from those students. The second part was on leadership. I remember vividly the first week of school on ground in August 2016, and the two sections we were in class in Charlottesville, and Dean Beardsley was asked, he was speaking in the class, and he was asked, what type of school do you want Darden to be? And without hesitation, he said, we're a leadership school. He said, we're not just going to be marketing, we're not just going to be finance, we're not going to be just being banking. We want to teach everyone about all those areas, but we want to bring it up to how a leader makes decision, tying all those areas together. And I think when that is the message coming down from the top, there's tremendous benefits to that for people that want to become leaders or are our leaders and want to strengthen that skill set. But one is that it attracts people from all different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So there's tremendous diversity. You don't just have one industry set in the class. You have all different industries and backgrounds. And I think that makes the case study discussions even better because people have had those kind of those experiences. And then the last part is curiosity. You know, for when I was looking at Darden and the people there, you know, almost everyone I met was very intelligent, very driven, but they also were very curious. And so as I was looking at that, you know, they'd ask questions about you, what you want to do, why would you want to go to Darden? And I kind of liked part of that because of how I could tell they were kind of screening me to see if, is this someone that we want to be in the Darden family? While at the same time, I was seeing the curiosity, which I don't think that's something you can teach. I think mm-hmm. people are curious or yeah. they're not. I realized that curiosity then will bring more data, more experience into the classroom when we're hashing out, what decision do you make? And so I thought just, you know, again, the people, the leadership and the curiosity were things where I said, okay, this is the right school for me.
Yeah. The leadership piece is a really interesting one because I find just in my conversations with prospective students, that's something that really resonates with them, right? Where most people are in their career, you know, they've 10, 11, 12 years doing a particular thing, but the aspiration is to be a, you know, senior leader, right? They want to either start their own business or take on a leadership role, either an existing company, maybe another company. And so case method, you know, everything that you do at Darden really sort of naturally meshes with that. So has that, you know, you're 80% through the program, roughly speaking, now. So how's your experience been?
It's been one of the best experiences of my life. I mean, I had very high expectations and they've all been exceeded. I mean, I'd say some of the highlights for me have been, I don't think we have enough time to go through all of them, so I'll just try to hit a few. But I just recently got back from India, and about 3 weeks ago, and it was just probably 10 of the best days of my life. I felt like I went to India with 65 of my closest friends, and we had amazing speakers. We went to see different sites in Mumbai and Delhi, had great cases talking through what's going on in India, and just, I think, had a great opportunity within 10 days to experience what's going on in this you know, emerging economy. The second highlight that I've loved about Darden is that really what they call, I guess, some of the softer classes, ethics, communication, leadership. You know, I was excited to take those, but, you know, when you were in them, I was enjoying them even more. And they just, you underestimated how much of an impact it would be to walk through a case, see the ethical question being asked in the gray area, and then to see the outcome, what the outcome was from the decision made by the leader. And you know, one I'll just highlight that stood out to me too, and I think this is just an example of many of the experiences you can have at Darden. So we had in communication management, we had a case back in the 90s, and I'll be vague, I don't want to say the company, but back in the 90s where it was a case where they were, it was a juice company, and some of the people that had consumed their juice got sick. And then in class, they gave us the B case, and we learned that a 16-month-old child had died from drinking the apple juice. And this is all real. This is all happened. So at that point, the teacher said, okay, you get in groups of three. You're the CEO. You have 30 minutes. You have to prepare a statement to the press, and then you're going to make a video that the class will see on what do you decide. And so, you know, you're in your group, you're sitting there saying, okay, I'm the CEO of this public company. I have shareholders. I'm fiduciary. What's my decision? My stock's already been hit. But now also I'm a father. And, you know, I'm a husband, and a 16-month-old child is no longer around because of that. I mean, how sad that was. So you're putting this in this situation where, what do I do in the crisis management? And I think that's a skill set for leaders, especially with social media. What are you going to respond to? How are you going to respond? And then to find out exactly, here's what the CEO ended up doing, and here was the repercussions for that. And that was just one of the moments where I said, gosh, I'm so thankful to be a part of this program, because this was such a great, great exercise in class. And again, because the cases are almost all real, you know exactly what's happening. And then the last area is that I love is just, there are moments where you'll be somewhere, you know, in an airport, reading about a business in the newspaper, where you just kind of look at it differently and kind of see, oh, I get why they're making those decisions where before you didn't get it. And two examples for me, one was I hadn't been to Shake Shack yet. And I was in New York City meeting with clients, and it was about 4:30, and I was walking back to my hotel to get ready before a dinner event. And I was starving and hadn't much food that day. So I went by Shake Shack, and surprisingly, there was no line.
That's unusual for a New York Shake Shack.
It was very unusual at 4:30. It was my high time. But so I went in Shake Shack, and I'm paying for this burger and shake. And I just started to look towards the back of the room and started to see how the shakes were being made and how they went over to where the burgers were being made and how that was being run. And it was just this moment where I said, I get that. That makes sense. That ties up to the menu, how they're doing that. And it just happened to be a time when we were, you know, having operations class, but I saw it in a totally different light. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was, we were on vacation in Disneyland last summer, and I'm in line for one of the boat rides with my two daughters. And I just started to look at the Fast Pass and how they were, you know, getting all these people corralled in here, and, you know, everyone is excited, even though we'd been in line for 30, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And you just start to look at it differently of, okay, this is how they're running the business. And I think those little kind of aha moments of how you're putting it all together. It's not just, this is not just a marketing decision. It's a, how does it impact finance? How does it impact operations? You know, how does it impact sales? You're kind of putting it all together. And I think those have been, for me, just some of the real highlights for the program.
One of the things that we think is a key differentiator for Darden in the executive MBA market is the case method, and something you've talked a lot about here. And we've asked the same question of a lot of people on the podcast. How would you explain the case method to a prospective student? Because it's one of these things that the terminology is a little opaque, like case method. What is that?
Yeah. So if you're a little bit further along in your career and wanting to learn more about business, I think that the case method is by far the best approach. And for those of you who aren't familiar, the case method is you normally have about a 10 to 30 page case of a real world example. Normally the facts are all accurate. Sometimes they change the name of the company or slightly change the industry so that you're not Googling what happened before you read the case. And then you'll have a 10 to 50 page technical note that talks more of the academic. Here are the formulas and how they tie the two together. And then you prepare with your learning team and individually for class. So you're reading this real world experience of, you know, here's what was going on in Brett's life in 2004 with his family. Here's what's going on in the company. Here's how they're doing financially. Here's what's going on in China with the manufacturer. And most of the time, the questions are leading up to, you're the CEO, what's the decision you're going to make, or what's the recommendation you're making to the leader with the decision. And so then you have this class discussion for an hour and a half, and many times, towards the end of the discussion, you get a B case or even in the middle that gives you more data, and now you've got to maybe pivot on what your decision will be. And so you have this discussion, and then at the end, you get to see real time what happened, what the decision was made, and then the outcome. And it's a very powerful. It brings the academic concepts into real life. And I'm very curious on how schools that aren't case method, how they argue or position it, why they're not doing case method. So it's a real world example. But I think one area too that's really powerful, and for some people I think this is the best part of it, is that if you have to make your position to 65 people, all of whom you respect and all of whom are brilliant people, you've got to make your argument and then defend it. And a lot of the times the professor will push back to you on why you're saying that. They may not disagree with you, but they just want to see you defend it. So I think it's preparing you for boardroom situation, even with public speaking. I've done a lot of public speaking for work, but this is on a whole different level where you're having to defend yourself. And I think that's, especially if you're not used to that, I think that's a huge component of the case method. And then, just one example, I don't want to be a spoiler here, but, there was one case that we did where they changed the industry, changed the names of the individuals. And you had statistics, you had the probability of certain things happening. You read through the case, the class debated on what should be done. And then at the end of the case, the professor showed a video of what happened and five people had died based on that decision. And so you're sitting there saying, this isn't just kind of la-la land, ideas that may happen one day in business. This was a real-world example of lives that are changed forever because of the poor decisions that were made. So it brings the real world component into the academic setting.
Yeah, the thing that we hear that from students repeatedly, that it makes everything feel very live and it connects very naturally to what you're doing or aspirationally what you want to do. The other thing that people talk a lot about is how the case method promotes this sort of level of accountability, right? You have one of your classmates, Chris Barchet, referred to it as skin in the game, right? You can't just go to class and just like show up and be like, I was hoping to just you tell me what's important about finance. And that's habitual, right? Yeah. You take that into your professional life. You prepare for meetings in a different way. You just have a different kind of attention to detail and preparation. Yeah. Have you found that to be?
I mean, I can't believe I forgot the fun part. I guess I didn't want to scare anyone, but the mechanism of how you get people to prepare for all the classes, because we're all very busy, is the cold call. And And so I didn't know if you, Brady, wanted me to go on the cold call, but it's not as scary as it sounds. But, you know, they cold call people. And so, you know, they'll just flat out ask you, hey, Chad, what's the situation with this company right now? And you've got to prepare for that cold call. And so through that preparation, you have to, even if they don't call on you, you're preparing so that they're going to call on you. And I think that's very different. You know, as people look at different options for schools, if you just want someone to go and just talk to you all day and you just sit and receive, Darden's not the school for you. But if you want to participate and learn and be challenged and have to prepare for every class, then the Case Method, and I think Darden's the right environment.
So last question here. If you were going to share one thing with a prospective student, you know, obviously folks have a lot of options, but what would you want a prospective student considering pursuing an executive MBA to know about Darden?
Yeah, it's a, you know, I would say in talking to prospective students, you know, I normally want to ask them questions about what they're looking to get out of getting an MBA, where they want to go in their career. If you're saying, I just want to be in just marketing or just finance, and that's the one thing I want to do for the rest of my life, and for some, you know, reason you have that crystal ball knowing that's exactly what you want to do, then I would say Darden's not the school for you. But if you're saying, I want to learn about all those and be able to put those together as a leader that knows that, you know, a decision over here is going to impact the rest of the organization, then, you know, I think Darden is definitely would be the right school for you. And also, you know, I want to be direct. It's a big time commitment. I mean, the celebration we have in May, it's not a party for me and gifts for me. It's for my wife. I mean, that was, she had the cost. She had the sacrifice of time together where that I was going to be at Darden. But everything's been so worth it. I mean, I have to talk about the Darden name and incredible school and top, being a top tier school. I mean, that everyone knows that. But just the experience, the people you're going to get to know, learning, working in a learning team, which I think you probably could have a whole, you know, discussion on of how it works in a learning team. You know, all those things, I think for someone that wants to be a leader and grow those skills, you know, I think that the Darden is, you know, they will be very thankful that they, you know, chose Darden.
Well, Chad, thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, Brett. I appreciate it.
For being here. It's a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Good luck with the elective period, right? The end is in sight.
Yeah, excited.
All right. Chad Morgan, an MBA format student in our class of 2018. Of course, if you have any ideas, comments, suggestions, requests, any topics you'd like us to tackle here on the Exec MBA podcast, let us know. We can always be reached by email. That's at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.